Today is blank Sunday. Everyone except Dawn.
Palm Sunday.
Yay! All right, let's talk about that. Who wants to tell about it? All right, Deborah?
Palm Sunday is when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and all the people laid palm leaves down on the ground, and he rode in on a donkey.
Yes, he did. Why do you think he rode in on a donkey? And it's foal. Why do you think that he rode on a donkey instead of a horse?
Well, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that the Messiah would do that at some point in futuristic history.
Right. And when I think of horses and stallions and all pompous and stuff, he wanted to be humble.
And some people say that was a beast of
burden. No, that's ox.
Well, burden, if you want to put it that way. But it was more of a peaceful animal than the stallion that he's going to ride in on someday when he comes back to really put his foot, put a kid to kick butt and take names.
That's right. Let's just hope our names are on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a very important Sunday. It's the Sunday before Easter. Friday is called
the Good Friday. Good Friday.
Yes. Well, I got some smart people in here.
All Fridays are good.
That's right. If you're lying, they're all good. That's right.
I'm off anyway.
Oh, sure. That makes it even better, doesn't it?
Well, it starts what they call the It starts what they call Passion Week in the Christian Church, and it's the last week that Jesus was here on Earth with us. And
that's right.
Several events happened in certain sequential order, as some theologians think. And I don't know if you're going to go into all this, but one of them was turning the money changers' tables over.
Right.
When they were coming in for Passover, you know, there's no tradition that people would come in to Passover, but the poorest of people wouldn't have their sacrificial animal to sacrifice. So there would be people there that would actually sell them one.
Right.
But they were more worried about the profit they were going to make over the sale than they were about the person having a real worshipful experience with God. And that's what got Jesus upset to the point.
He tipped over the
table. That he did what he did.
Right.
And some people say, well, Jesus got angry at that point. Yes, he did, but he got angry not because he didn't get what he wanted, but because his father was dishonored, I guess.
Right.
You
absolutely
put it that way.
I mean, can you imagine everything that he had to go through? I cannot imagine. I mean, I stubbed my toe or fractured my toe, and I'm like, oh, it hurts so bad. And all the beatings he took, and people spatting on him, and people hitting him, and I mean, just degrading him, and just beating the tar out of him. I mean, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. But it's exciting that it's Good Friday, and it's also very exciting for Sunday because he arose. Death didn't keep Jesus down. He arose. He resurrected, and that's what we as Christians believe. That he was resurrected on the third day and he conquered death. I was flipping TV today just very quickly, and not to put Catholics down, but I was watching this Catholic Mass and all the things that they go through and stuff, and how they, I didn't understand it. But the one thing I did see that just kind of makes me crazy is that they have this big, tall cross that they march around with Jesus still hanging on the cross. And we know that Jesus isn't there, that he defeated death and he arose.
Right.
And that's the most important thing that we need to celebrate, that he conquered death. And the reason in that is so that we can have eternal life. Does it scare us, maybe, or question us sometime about life after death? I'm sure it comes across our minds every once in a while. But Jesus and the Father have promised that we'll have eternal life with them. nothing can be better, not even ill feelings. But you know what I mean? It's just, it's going to be so wonderful. It's going to be great. And I'm just excited that we believe that Jesus rose, and we believe that Jesus is alive and on the right hand of God today. He is not still on the cross. And I do not believe, I know this may be wrong, I'm so sorry, I'm not trying to be judgmental. I don't think you need to go to someone or go to man and confess your sins and then them tell you what to do to rectify it.
Now, that was an Old Testament thing that you had to do, was go to a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Testament, you have a priest, a prophet, and a king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the priest was to kind of be the go-between, the mediator between the man and God at the time.
Right.
But we live
in the New Testament.
Well, we have changed to the New Testament, mm-hmm. which is more grace-related than works-related.
Right.
And
that's true.
I guess after the temple was rent, I mean, the veil in the temple was rent from the Holy of Holies, where only one person could go through there and go in there once a year. It was the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And after that was torn from top to bottom. Now, if man was going to do that, he would tear it from the bottom to the top. But God did it the opposite way to prove that it was only him who could do it.
Right.
But the veil there, or the curtain, or whatever you want to call it, was something that separated man from sinful man from a holy God to the Jewish people. And so when that was torn in two, then it said, like Paul wrote to some of the churches there, that we don't have to have a priest anymore to go to.
Right.
And that's what you were saying. We
right.
don't have to. We don't have to confess to a certain person. If you want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
Friend to friend, or
confess
to Larry or whoever, but that doesn't necessarily. I gotta go. Yes, Larry needs to know that I confessed it to God, and that God and I are on
right.
speaking terms.
But sometimes it's good to talk to your pastor.
Right. And you can talk to him about things, and you can talk to counselors and whoever to help you kind of emotionally get through this world.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. So anyway, I believe that God is alive, and that Jesus is alive and on the right hand of God, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. And one day Jesus will come back for his bride, which will be the churches. Not church's chicken, but the churches. I'll come back. You can tell I'm hungry. I'm just so excited that the day I was conceived to the day I die, that God loves me no matter what. No matter what, he will never leave me. Now, will I be disciplined? Yes, I have been a lot so disciplined. But that's because he loves us, and we're his children. So I just wanted to leave that with you. I think that the Palm Sunday is wonderful. I wish we had a bunch of palms here. That would have been really cool. But we don't, so.
And another thing, they were thinking, the people were thinking back then, I've been told, that they were looking to Jesus as a earthly king to help get rid of the oppression of the Romans.
Oh.
If they had any at all on them. As long as Rome kind of left them alone, as long as they didn't
work on Sundays?
Or whatever. As long as they didn't
pay their taxes.
Yeah, pay their taxes and didn't do anything that he would upset the Roman
right.
set of rules and regulations. But anyway, and once what was I going to say? I don't know. When they were thinking more physical than spiritual, Jesus was thinking, yes, my kingdom is not of this world, he said at one point before he passed away. And, they didn't understand changing hearts and is more important than changing anything on the outside.
Right. And that's a good thing, because God looks at our hearts. That's a real good thing. That's a real good thing. Okay, anybody, Pastor, you have anything to say about that?
Not today.
Oh, my. Another miracle we have. They told me, so you get it too. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Thank you, God, so much that you are a very humble and merciful and mighty God. Thank you that we can come to you at any time and have communication with you. We should do that every day. We should pray and be in communication with you. Have our intimacy with you, our times alone where nobody else is bothering us or distracting us. Thank you, God, for all the praises today. Thank you so much that in a week we get to celebrate your resurrection and what it means to us. And we get to have our communion services that represents you. We're just so excited about the upcoming weeks. And I am so grateful that we're not praising a bunny this time. So may all the kids enjoy their times with the little candy and eggs and stuff like that. But we know the real thing. We know the real thing, Lord. And that's so awesome. If there's anyone here today that may doubt that they may or may not get to go to heaven, please let them speak up so we can pray for them. Lord, I feel heaviness in my heart for a couple of people, and I pray that you would touch them today. Be with the singing. May it be a sweet sound in your ear, and please be with the pastor as he brings our message. We ask all these things in your Christ's name. Amen. Amen.